Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brain Boost. Quick creative fixes. Now, I'm gonna level with you, life can be a whirlwind, right? Between deadlines, relationships, social media, and just trying to figure out where your keys are half the time, it's easy to feel like you're running on empty. And that's where self-care comes in. It's not some fluffy, pamper yourself nonsense. Self-care is about intentionally prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being because let's face it, a healthy mind is the foundation for a happy, productive life. So, let's dive into 5 quick creative fixes to supercharge your self-care routine. Ever felt like you're constantly juggling a million things and barely have time to breathe? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into a pillow, but instead, you power through another to-do list item? Well, one of the most powerful self-care practices is learning to say no. It's not selfish, it's essential. Saying no to extra commitments, unnecessary obligations, or even requests that drain your energy allows you to focus on what truly matters, your own well-being and the things that bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour water into a cracked vase, would you? You need to protect your mental space just like you would any valuable possession. Next up, we've got movement magic. I'm not talking about grueling gym sessions or marathon training. Think about activities that genuinely energize your brisk walk in nature. Dancing to your favorite tunes, even a few stretches while watching TV. Movement releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that instantly boost your mood and reduce stress. Plus, it's a great way to clear your head and gain some perspective. Speaking of perspective, how about we talk about gratitude? It sounds cheesy, I know, but seriously, cultivating a sense of gratitude can work wonders for your mental well-being. Take a few moments each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious cup of coffee, a funny text from a friend, even just a sunny day. Focusing on the positive shifts your mindset and helps you appreciate the beauty in everyday moments. Now, let's get real for a second. We all have those days when we feel like giving up, right? Those moments where everything feels overwhelming and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. On those tough days, it's crucial to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that it's okay not to be okay. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a dear friend. And finally, my friends, let's talk about boundaries. Just like the NOS we talked about earlier, setting healthy boundaries is essential for protecting your mental well-being. This means identifying what drains your energy, what makes you feel uncomfortable, and politely but firmly saying no to situations or people that cross those lines. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your own needs and well-being. You deserve to be surrounded by people and activities that uplift you and support your growth. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at work, swamped with deadlines, feeling the pressure mounting. Your inbox is exploding, emails are flying back and forth, and your phone keeps buzzing with notifications. You're starting to feel that familiar knot of anxiety in your chest, the urge to just disappear under your desk. But wait. Instead of letting yourself get overwhelmed, you remember this episode of Brain Boost. You take a deep breath, close your laptop for 5 minutes, and step away from the screen. You head out for a quick walk around the block, enjoying the fresh air and soaking up some sunshine. When you return, you feel refreshed and refocused. You tackle those emails with renewed energy and clarity, knowing that you prioritized your mental well-being and avoided burnout. See? Simple, right? So there you have it, folks, 5 quick creative fixes to supercharge your self-care routine. Remember, prioritizing your mental well-being isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. So go ahead, give yourself permission to take breaks, set boundaries, practice gratitude, and move your body. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Brain Boost for daily doses of inspiration and creative fixes to help you live your best life. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.